Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I wanted to talk very briefly about the subject of self-esteem versus self-respect, because I think there's a really important distinction that we don't often get. So when guys contact us, they're often in a place of frustration, confusion, low self-esteem. You know, everywhere else in their life, everything's going great. They're doing really successful. They have achieved many of the things that they want to achieve: house, car, you know, career, all these different things. I mean, family-wise, they've got family, they've got relationships, they've got all this good stuff. But then maybe there's part of it that's not going so well. Maybe it's to do with communication. Maybe it's to do with, you know, connection or affection. Maybe it's to do with sex. All these different things. Something is breaking down in the relationship, and it's a really important thing for them. And so it's really high on their agenda, but they don't have the skills to deal with it, or they've not had been around somebody who's shown them how to lead in this kind of environment. You know, what's important with regards to interacting with women and how they want to feel certain things from you to be able to relax and feel safe and trust your leadership, right? So in this situation, when we're talking about self-esteem and self-respect, self-esteem often comes from the way we see ourselves through someone else or through achievements. So through these measures that have been given to us by other people, that's where we get our measurement of self-esteem from. You know, I feel good about myself because of this, 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 and this. And actually, a lot of those things, a lot of those definitions are given to us either by parents or by schooling or by certain skills, you know, that we've acquired along the way, certain positions that we've taken up, accolades, you know, money that we're earning, all this different stuff. It's all identifiers that makes us feel good about ourselves, but it's all external. So that's where the self-esteem trap comes in. And the same with our partners, right? When she's saying great things about you, when she's being affectionate towards you, when she wants you and wants to have sex with you, then you feel great. Self-respect, on the other hand, self-respect is a much deeper thing. Self-respect has to come from something that you've chosen for yourself, right? So this might mean that you make a choice, make a decision because something is right, rather than because it's going to get you something, right? So this might mean that you make a decision that loses you money, that loses you a position change, that loses you an increase in salary or, you know, an accolade or some kind of achievement. But you make that decision because it aligns with your values, because it aligns with who you say you are. And every time you do that, self-respect changes. You feel good about yourself. You're holding yourself to a certain standard. You're holding yourself to something that is really important to you. So self-respect, that's why I say self-respect is the foundation of confidence. Because when you make choices deliberately, because of something that you are really clear about and why it's important for you, that defines who you are. Every time you do that, it defines, redefines, solidifies this foundation of who you are, makes you into this person that not only you can trust, but other people can feel and trust, because it becomes more solid, it becomes a more real thing that anybody who pushes against it can see, huh, this person's got principles. This person makes decisions for reasons that are his own. And that's a very trustable thing. That's a very safe thing. That is something that somebody wants to be around and open up towards and be vulnerable with and be affectionate with and be led by. And then there's lots of fun that comes from that situation. So that's what I wanted to give you today, guys. Just a simple distinction between self-esteem and self-respect. Take it easy. See ya.